local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Could be President Biden's third veto. It's Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. The four Proud Boy members have been convicted of seditious conspiracy pertaining to the Capitol riots a couple of years ago. And one of them was let off. So four of them convicted, one not. Moscow yesterday accused Ukraine of having a drone attack on the Kremlin as an assassination attempt against Vladimir Putin. Ukraine denied it. State Department of the United States came out and said they don't see any evidence that Ukraine had anything to do with that either. And then today, Moscow says, we changed our mind. We think it was United States. So, in fact, we got a couple of texts about that. I'll read in a second. And then PacWest is the latest bank to have their stocks plunge, reigniting banking fears or banking sector fears, which once again, we saw some large banks come out with their earnings reports, and those large banks' earning reports they're doing very, very well. Some of these regional banks are not, though, and a lot of it is due to their investment choices and how they're operating as a company. Going back to the text pertaining to the attack on the Kremlin, got a couple of texts here saying that they believe it was a false flag, meaning the government, the Russian government, set it up in order to try to maybe increase tensions or ramp up something. And here's a text says, there were already some people on the roof of the Kremlin. I'd bet this was a false flag to justify some sort of escalation. Another text, if the Kremlin's air defense network is that weak, then they can expect more assassination attempts. That statement, it translates to a false flag narrative as well. And then, got a few thoughts about that. And you're right. I mean, A, if the Kremlin's defense is so weak, you can have a drone fly into it and explode, then either you have terrible defense, and you can expect a lot more drone attacks or any other kind of attack, or you're setting it up. So good points right there. Back to the Proud Boys. Four Proud Boy members have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. Here's a text. You know what the sad thing is? That the government is so fixated on bringing down the Proud Boys but won't do anything about the Black Lives Matter people who have literally burned down cities? Yeah, amen to that. If I could double like that comment, I would. Speaking of that whole thing, there's reports now coming out that, or hints that the Department of Justice plans to charge Trump with seditious conspiracy as well. When the Proud Boys being convicted of seditious conspiracy, that is a big win for the Department of Justice and what their agenda has been. What they'll try to do now is say that these four people who have been charged with seditious conspiracy, convicted of seditious conspiracy, can now be classified as a domestic terrorist group. And that domestic terrorist group was unleashed by the former president, and therefore he can be held accountable. So we'll have that's the buzz coming out right now that's what could happen. Oh boy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I just saw this, topics on Twitter right now. Brad Pitt. And I'm like, why is Brad Pitt trending on Twitter. And so I pulled it up and I see Formula One race cars. And I'm just like, what's going on with this? And then I saw one that says, here's Brad Pitt at turn one in Silverstone. And it shows a video of, I'm like, what? There's a race car driver, Brad Pitt? ESPN reports Brad Pitt will be driving an actual F1 car alongside the rest of the grid at Silverstone as part of a new movie that's in production. Jerry Bruckheimer and Joseph Kaczynski will enter an 11th team to film on track for the rest of the season. But Brad Pitt's driving an F1 car, and that's why it's trending on Twitter. Thought that was kind of crazy. Another text here. If they bring down the Proud Boys and the government's going to come after me and you for being conservatives and being MAGA supporters and things like that, that's already been discussed as well. So just like I said, they're going after the Proud Boys, and then they're going to try to tie Trump in as being their leader or being somebody who fanned the flames to get them to commit seditious conspiracy, and then therefore say he's therefore responsible and we can charge him for seditious conspiracy as well. And so if they can do that with all them, then yeah, I think there's a fear of what will they do for you, to me and you. The U.S. Senate has gone ahead and passed a bill that the House passed last Friday. This bill would invalidate the emergency declaration President Biden declared last summer to protect Asian solar energy imports. Basically, there were tariffs on solar panels from Asia. President Biden had an emergency declaration that ended those tariffs. The House and the Senate both passed a bill that would end the pause on those tariffs. What those tariffs have done is it has impacted local, like statewide, like domestic solar production. It has hampered domestic solar production because they're coming in way cheaper from Asia now. And so the House and the Senate, it's been a bipartisan bill that said, let's end the tariff pause. Let's go ahead and re-implement the tariffs in order to help American businesses. This is expected to be President Biden's third veto. He is not expected to release the tariff pause. Why? Because he'd rather see the market flooded with cheap solar panels from Asia instead of having American-made solar panels. That's what it comes down to. Speaking of energy, there was a big, little bit of a heated debate yesterday between Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy and Department of Energy Deputy Secretary David Turk. They were talking about how the Department of Energy wants to have an increase in their budget, particularly a 38% increase in green energy funding while cutting nuclear energy funding, and then just barely an increase in fossil fuel energy. And in part of this conversation, Senator Kennedy asked him for an estimate on how much it would cost to become carbon neutral by 2050. Turk refused to provide a number, but then Kennedy said, well, your colleagues have already presented a number. They have said it would be in the range of $50 trillion to get us to be carbon neutral by 2050. My question to you is, if we spend $50 trillion to become carbon neutral in the United States of America by 2050, you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy. Give me your estimate on how much this is going to reduce the world temperature. And then basically, that's where it got heated, because he couldn't really come up with a number. And he tried to say, the United States provides about 13% of global emissions. But he wouldn't say how much that would affect the temperatures. And so basically, Kennedy just started saying, you don't know. You don't know the amount, do you? He goes, if we went to zero, he goes, so you just want us to spend $50 trillion and you don't have the slightest idea where it's going to reduce world temperatures, whether it's going to reduce global temperatures. He goes on and says, I'm all for carbon neutrality, but you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy and you're advocating we spend trillions of dollars to seek carbon neutrality, but it's not your money or my money. It's taxpayer money. And you can't tell me if it's even going to lower world temperatures. So this is the thing. So I was thinking this. One thing is that it's being lightly brushed over. Everybody's talking about this. Like, oh, he stuck at the Department of Energy Secretary. Like, well, not really, because there's a lot of factors. I agree with the Department of Energy Secretary. There's a lot of factors there. partly because we only do provide 13% of the global emissions. Think about that. 13%. So even if we cut it down to zero, the chances are it's probably not going to have a massive impact, especially when you know when we know for a fact that places like Africa and Asia are increasing their emissions. They're becoming more industrialized, which is good for those countries. It's helping build them out of, or you know, pull them out of being a third world country, but it's also adding more to the emissions. So as they're ramping up their emissions and we're ramping down our emissions, they're just replacing ours. Now, here's the other thing too, is there that is why there's a big push from the green energy or for the climate change alarmists that the United States can't just make ourselves carbon neutral. We need to go ahead, since we're a rich country, we should spend our money to help those other countries become carbon neutral as well. That as they're growing industrially, we need to spend our money to help their countries develop clean energy plants in order to, as they grow, they'll grow in a clean way. Oh, okay. Then we've got this story here. Last one, Ford. We talked about the other day, made some pretty good profits on the backs of their combustion engines. So Ford Motor Company has three divisions. They have their combustion engine department, like division. They have their commercial line, and then they have the electric vehicle division. The electric vehicle division lost money. The other two made money. But we now have new statistics, new data. The Ford Motor Company lost $60,167 per electric vehicle sold. What? Yeah, $60,000 loss per electric vehicle sold. Now, Heritage Foundation economist said because the auto industry is very capital intensive and has high fixed costs that need to be spread out over thousands of units, it's not uncommon to have steep initial losses, which are followed by profits. So, in other words, the profits will come. Just got to have, if they can make it, if they can make it, which we almost had some who didn't make it. Tesla themselves had to get a government loan in order to get through those first early years. They eventually did pay back the loan in full, but that just shows right there. And look how popular Tesla. I mean, now Tesla is the fastest growing car company in history. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Ross is get trapped on the fives.
Roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110. No slowdowns to report. If you see something on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Before we get to top trending news, got a text here. It says, my question is, if they know anything about science, if we become a carbon neutral state, would we actually see a reduction in the green canopy across the United States because we're not producing as much carbon dioxide as before? Because remember, these people think carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Yeah, I remember when I found out when they kept talking about being carbon neutral and reduce your carbon footprint, I always assumed it was carbon monoxide. And then when I found out that it was carbon dioxide, I was like, wait, you mean the stuff that plants and vegetation and trees breathe? Like the stuff that helps plants and vegetation grow, you think that's a pollutant and we need to reduce that? I'm like, no, we need to increase that. Like, that needs to be, like, what? I remember when I found that out, it was crazy. So would it have a reduction in the green canopy across the United States? Don't really know. I don't think so, because it's a global thing, you know, the atmosphere and stuff, but maybe it would. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
A doctor from an Atlanta hospital says the people wounded in yesterday's shooting are improving. Three victims are in intensive care, another in stable condition. The fifth Proud Boy member on trial for seditious conspiracy was found not guilty. Earlier today, four other Proud Boys members who were also on trial were convicted in connection to their roles in the 2021 Capitol riot. Ed Sheeran blasting what he calls so-called experts of music after he was found not liable in his music copyright infringement case. Sheeran said the plaintiff's music expert left out key components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On and his 2014 hit Thinking Out Loud when trying to make the case. And the University of Alabama now looking for a new baseball coach after firing Brad Bohannon today. Bohannon fired over suspicious bets involving his baseball team against LSU. Surveillance shows that Bohannon was allegedly in contact with the bettor who was placing bets on their game against LSU on Friday. Among the suspicious activity, Bobby, the starting pitcher was pulled an hour before the game.
Oh, boy. And that was
his starting pitcher.
So, yeah, that on the game that he bet on, last minute, he pulls the starting pitcher. Yeah, that seems a little suspicious right there for sure. Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, I mean, obviously, this isn't Major League Baseball, but, I mean, you know, Pete Rose received a ban for life. This guy's career is over, right? Like, I mean, he's not coaching anywhere.
If they can verify, so right now he's gone, but he might get a chance, but unless they verify. If they verify that he, you know, they can prove that he actually did, well, but then again, they weren't able to prove Pete Rose. Pete Rose is still saying he's innocent. So, I can't imagine him coaching again or managing. It'd be hard to believe. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's hit Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Check this out. The strands of hair on the head of Donald Trump's wax replica at the Madame Tussauds are a mix of human and yak hair. The United States has been around for 247 years and involved in at least one war for 230 of those years. No president has ever gone their entire term without the country being involved. Right now, Bobby Rossi. It's 6:55. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing to slow you down right now with I-10 and I-110. Looking good. If you see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe, what do we got going on with the news?
Yeah, Bobby, starting the accused Atlanta mass shooter will not have an initial hearing. 24-year-old Deion Patterson waived his right to his initial hearing today, formally charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault. Jury found four Proud Boy members guilty and a fifth not guilty of seditious conspiracy. The Justice Department charged the men in connection to their roles in the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. School district officials in Southeast Texas say a prank could have led to six students being hospitalized due to a strong odor. The odor at Caney Creek High School was first detected Wednesday, but it was still there Thursday and caused more than a dozen students to feel ill. The campus was evacuated and six students were taken to the hospital, all said to be in stable condition. And finally, two football coaches in the state of Florida fired this week. The reason? They were fighting each other at football practice. Pasco County, Bobby.
Crazy. We got a couple assistant coaches getting into a big old brawl, and they suspended the head coach too. So it makes me wonder, you know, what in the world is going down? They're suspending the head coach and had fired the two assistant coaches that actually were in the fight. Did they just suspend the head coach because, like, you should have
just
a better control?
Pending the investigation.
Oh, pending investigation. Like, he might be involved in something. I don't. But kind of crazy. Can you imagine that? You're a teenager. All of a sudden, these two adult supervisors just start getting into this fight.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it'd be pretty bizarre to imagine to see something like that. But right there on the field, too. So, oh, well. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The Writers Guild strike is going on. And somebody posted, who is this? Page6.com. Posted some of the more creative signs that the protesters are holding up. One that says, just held a sign up that says writer's block. So that was kind of funny, actually, think about what they're doing. Another group was picketing outside of Walt Disney Studios, and they had in the font, like they used the font of Disney to say the greediest place on earth. Oh, boy. And then another one had, they actually found the Writers Guild of America poster that was used in the very first strike, like way back when. And he's actually striking with that poster. Somebody else is striking with a poster from the 2007 strike, and they actually sign it. Like each person who held the sign signs the poster. That was kind of interesting. Then a couple other signs. My mom's Netflix password is, and he actually gave his mom's Netflix password. I guess the idea is that they're no longer going to tolerate password sharing among subscribers. And so he's like, well, I'm going to share it because I don't have enough money for my own. Here's another poster. You want better pages? Give us better wages. Oh, that's very creative. Can't Netflix and chill when writers have bills? That's kind of a funny one, too. And another one. Do you really want reruns for all eternity? Yeah, probably not. And then there's a bunch of them about AI. I told ChatGPT to write a picket sign, and it sucked. Just simple as that. Some other ones about AI. Oh, no, I do like this one. My pronouns are pay and me. I thought that was creative, too. So there's some pretty creative signs out there from the writers. Here's another one. I heard AI refuses to take notes. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them like that. But we'll see how that continues on. According to U.S. News and World Report, Florida ranks 10th best state in the country. 10th best state. You know, we're always competing against Texas, it seems like. So where does Texas fall in? 35th. Yeah. The number one state was actually Utah, followed by Washington, Idaho, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Alabama, unfortunately, 6th worst state in the union. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP.